Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We ended our last program with some biblical facts about Jesus. And I want to continue these biblical facts that you want to share with Muslims as God provides the opportunity. One of them is Jesus received his message from God the Father. John 14, verse 10, Jesus said, "For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say." John 12, verses 49 and 50. Very important that we tell our Muslim friends Jesus did not come to speak his own words, but to speak the words that God the Father gave him to say. Another fact, the Father gave to Jesus Christ the works to accomplish. John 5, verse 36, and John 17, verse 4. So everything Jesus did, he did it because the Father commanded him to do and sent him to accomplish. Another one, Jesus was submitted to the Father 100%. Matthew 26, verses 39 and 42. Jesus Christ's kingdom was appointed to him by God the Father. Luke 22, verse 29. Jesus Christ will ultimately deliver up the kingdom unto the Father. This is very important that we tell our Muslim friends. Jesus Christ himself will be subjected unto the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 27-28. Very important biblical fact. My Muslim friend, the gospel message glorify God. Jesus came to glorify God. Who is God? He is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ himself will be subjected unto God the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. God the Father is the God of Jesus Christ. John 20, verse 17. Jesus Christ bore the relationship of man to God the Father. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Jesus Christ functioned under the Father's headship. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Jesus said, "The Father is greater than I." John 14, verse 28. And of course, we will explain the meaning of this verse in future program. Jesus said, "The Father is greater than I." Of course, greater in position. Jesus Christ served as a man. Philippians 2, verses 5-8. Yes, he served as a man. Jesus Christ as a human was subject to hunger, thirst, agony, and death. We know that from the Bible, many places, Matthew 21, verse 18. John 19, verses 28, 33 to 37. The goal of Jesus was not to receive glory for himself, my Muslim friend. John 8, verse 50. Jesus came, lived, suffered, and died to glorify God the Father, not to glorify his own self, not to build his own kingdom, but to build God's eternal kingdom. Jesus' mission was to make it possible for you and me to have fellowship with God, my Muslim friend. The Bible tells us, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. This is the most important thing Jesus came to accomplish, to bring you to a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. Now, we finished Adam, and we will start with Abraham, the life of Abraham. Abraham is given the title friend of God in both the Quran and the Bible. Surah 4, verse 125 teaches, for Allah did take Abraham for a friend. And of course, the Bible, James 2, verse 23, Abraham is described as God's friend. The title suggests a very close relationship with God, my Muslim friend. And we will explain the significance of this title and many more facts about Abraham next program. But before we run out of time, we must do the most important thing. Go to God in prayer. Oh, I have so many prayer requests. Don't have enough time to share them with you. But let's just pray that God will prepare us, equip our fellowship, his church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and help multitudes of Muslims enjoy his love and his salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I have a meeting with a Muslim friend coming very soon. You can pray for me. Actually, I have several contacts with several Muslims, and appreciate it if you can pray for me and pray for you that God will provide for you divine appointments with Muslims. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We are desperate for your presence, for your guidance, for your strength, God. Holy Spirit, fill us with God's presence. Enable us to help millions of Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. And by the way, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in him as your Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God. Nobody loves me, God, like you do. Thank you for sending Jesus to die, to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank you for helping me understand your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website, Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim, and we talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible, and I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him, you know, because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I would love to know what to do, what kind of format to go through, whether giving him a book. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully, he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and sort of shows comparisons and so forth. And I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
God's grace and love with you, my brothers and sisters. Until we meet again, peace, salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.